Welcome to our podcast, Become Her Sis, from Avid Artistry with Amanda and Shelby,
where we help women become confident to believe in themselves. We teach self-love tools, mindfulness, and how to achieve your dreams and goals. Ooh,
shakalaka.
Yeah.
Hey.
Amanda, and we're here with
Shelby. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Today we are talking about
no comparison.
Right. And so comparison is the fastest way to rob yourself of joy, peace, and progress. We scroll, we look sideways, and suddenly our unique paths feel not enough. But here's the truth. Your journey isn't supposed to look like everyone else's. It's yours, and it's beautiful. Okay, so what do you have down for?
So for what it is to me, it means to be unique.
Yeah.
You're irreplaceable. It's to trust in you and yourself and know that you are superior.
Right. You are a temple. Treat it that way.
That part.
Yes. Okay, so how do you practice it every day?
With gratitude, confidence, and I just let it inspire me.
I love that.
Like, instead of putting myself down, like, I look at the positives and I try to be like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I look for things that I admire in other people.
Right.
And I try to take bits and pieces of that to instill in myself, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. Because for me, I see myself, like, I have, like, wavy hair and sometimes I want it straight. I'm a natural blonde, and sometimes I dye my hair dark. So I just feel like we always have something that we see and love, and then we want to change ourselves, but in
kind
all
of
reality,
like embody it.
Yeah, but in all reality, people are looking at you too, like, hey, I wish I had that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it just kind of goes hand in hand. We want what we don't have, but
yeah, you can admire others without putting yourself down.
Right. Yeah, for sure. I agree. Okay, so for me, it's about the studio and Avid. I remind myself that Avid Artistry doesn't have to look like another boudoir studio. It's built from my story, and that's what makes it powerful. So other studios or whatever might do something, and like, that doesn't really pertain to Avid.
Right, the reason why it could be different than what yours is.
Yes. I am actively trying to limit scrolling because that is when comparison creeps in. I see things and I'm like, you know, and no. We are not going to compare our highlight reel, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
to
negatively to someone else's.
Yes. So I also measure my success by the impact. So I do sometimes look at like the analytics and how far it reached and how many people viewed and all of the things, but really it comes down to what was the thing that I shared about the studio, how did it impact the next woman?
That part.
Yeah, it's not so much about the likes and the comments and the shares for me. I mean, it works for like getting out there, but I'm trying to leave an impact. That's
all
my
main goal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, so what are your quotes?
On quotes, I have, comparison is the biggest thief of joy, by Theodore Roosevelt.
You have the same one?
That's like the most, like, automatically can recite that without anything, though, just because, like, that resonates. Like,
right.
You cannot put yourself, like we just said, you cannot put yourself down to others. Just, like, appreciate it.
Right. Yes. And then, do you have another one?
I have, don't compare yourself to anyone. Your uniqueness is what makes you incomparable. Don't underestimate the beauty of just being you, by Stephanie Lord.
I love that. And I put, don't compare your beginning to somebody else's middle.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Because too often, like I said, we are on social media and you may see their highlight reel while you're still growing. That doesn't mean that you're not good enough. That means that you're still growing. You're right. Learning.
Everybody starts somewhere and everybody, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody's levels are different and you're mm-hmm. just at a different level at that point in time. Right. But who's to say where you're not going to be in 5 years? You could be in the same place or if not bigger. Just admire that and let that be what you strive for.
Yep.
And let that be what makes you try to better yourself in your situation.
Mm-hmm. Don't give up, friend.
And got this. I do have some tips. I have focus on your journey and goals. Shift your mindset, which kind of like we've touched on. Mm-hmm. Practice mindfulness and surround yourself with supportive people.
Right. I love that. Okay, so homework.
So for me, I have task. Write a love letter to yourself like you were your best friend.
I love that.
And then I also have weed out your feed. Go through your social medias and unfollow anyone that makes you feel inadequate.
That part though.
You shouldn't be sitting there feeling negative about yourself while you're looking at things online. If you can avoid that, why not?
Right.
You're go through control. And it's your phone. You see it and automatically you're like, start second guessing yourself, go and unfollow and take it off. You don't need to second guess yourself. You are amazing just the way you are.
That part.
We're all China glasses and we're all beautiful regardless of how different we are.
I want to be a blue one.
Right. I want flowers.
Yeah. So mine was write down 3 areas where you find yourself comparing body, career, parenting. For each, list one truth that makes your journey unique. So I was telling Shelby, like, I don't like my belly. But then the truth behind that is I gave birth to 3 healthy babies. So
yeah.
What are you questioning? What are you comparing to? You gave life. And then create a sticky note with a reminder that says, I'm running my own race, and place it where you will see it daily. Because, again, we're all in our own race.
Right.
You know what I mean? We don't have teammates in this world.
Everybody's on their own journey.
Yeah. Yeah. I love all of that, girl. So, yeah, just watch what you're consuming on your scroll, on your social medias. Don't compare yourself, even if you're still growing and you're in the middle, to somebody else's highlight reel. What were your tips again, really quick? Focus on your journey and goals. Shift your mindset. Practice mindfulness and surround yourself with supportive people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's good, girl. Thank you guys so much for being here and listening and do your homework. And we'll be back next week with Be Who You Needed When You Were Younger. So I can't wait for that one.
Yep.
Nice. Juicy. All right. Thank you, ladies, so much for being here. And we'll check in next week. Thank you so much.
Bye. Love you. Days with a smile.